Yesu yibaze wabo Uganda. Musibye mutemberenyere mu kamafi Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Ubura muri kutya.
And how is your life?
Burungi.
Is life good?
Kali mbuliza ku neighbor.
Okay, great for us your neighbor.
Umuhagarize bisinga burungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiveri katonda kitafu.
Which come from God the Father.
Mugambe kitafu afayo.
Tell them that the Father cares.
Alina pulani okuva ku ntandikwa okutuuka ku nkomero.
He has a plan from the beginning to the end.
Kubanga ye kennyini entandikwa ate ye nkomero.
He himself is the beginning and the end.
Mugambe tulabanga olugendo olwo lukomye.
Tell them don't see your journey is ended.
Kubanga bwe luba lukomye lukomekkereza ye eri Katonda.
For if it ends, it winds up within the Lord.
Mugambe bwe luba lwakatandika.
Tell them it's just begun.
Nga lutandikidde mu Katonda kuba ye ntandikwa.
It's begun in the Lord, for he is the beginning.
So olwokuba nti ye ntandikwa.
Because he is the beginning.
Ye ng'ate munene.
And he is great indeed.
So wandibanga olina kyotandise.
Maybe you've begun something.
Naye kkiriza entandikwa eye nnene ye Katonda.
The great beginning of his
God. Kijja kufuukira ddala ekinene.
It will become something big.
Era naawe agamba nti ndabika nkomye.
And you too say that maybe things have ended my way.
Manya otuuse eri Alpha.
Know that you've reached to the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes,
Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Totuyanga kumbeera yonna esembayo oba osembyeyo ku Katonda.
Never fear of any situation whether you've ended even a little.
That's
why that word is very
broad.
If you can understand it.
The word it understanding and omanya understanding Katonda go understanding.
Then you would have begun, you would have realized you've begun, that is the God you begin with.
Kutandikwa.
In the beginning.
Singotandika ekintu kyonanga kirungi.
If you begin anything and it's good.
Borabange kisembiire kikomayo nga.
When you see it as ending and it is at the end.
Ugamba era ntuse ku nkomero ya Katonda.
You say I've reached the end, that is the Lord.
Ato yotakwa yayi na plan.
And it never ends, he has many plans.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the moment is added to us.
Continue
to search out the words of the Holy Book that
he
said make us free. For he speaks when he says, when you will know the truth, the truth will set you free.
We are
going to move on to our second portion. That which speaks of the fasting God commanded.
So
we first ask the question,
that
is fasting an offering
unto
God that we can be given for that?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Or
not?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
we discovered it.
That
these are fruits of the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Then
we see this fasting in four aspects.
Waliwo okusiba kw'abasitaani kwe twakasooka okulaba.
There is the fasting of the devil we have first seen.
Kulembirwamu Jezebeli.
Which is led by Jezebel.
Kusiba kwa kunyaga bintu.
It's the fasting intending to grab others' possessions.
Kuba kwa kufuna bintu.
Or to get possessions.
Kulimu okubonyaabonya omubiri kunene.
It involves to harshly treat the body.
Era n'ebyo by'obeera ofunye obikuuma mu kuyita mu kubonaabona.
Then the things you get them through a lot of suffering. But all those we saw that.
We
enter to see the fasting God commanded. If it will be finished, then we shall head see the fasting the Holy Spirit leads. That is the one you are into and you can't feel hungry until you have gotten out of it. Even if it's a year. You get to be in it and you never feel hungry. And you don't eat day and night.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And there is the fasting of the free will.
It's
the free will.
Sangu,
3 days, 7 days, or 21 days. It's you decide upon it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
first finish the fasting God commanded. For many people pass through different fastings. In those their churches where they
base.
In those synagogues. And they suffer and they see a lot of disgrace. And they say perhaps God has not considered their fasting.
Just
as the question is the Holy Spirit of the Father.
That
was we were asking.
Who
speaks and he says in
Isaiah 58:3,
they ask him like this.
Isaiah 58:3. Lwaki fu kubonya abonya obulamu bwaffe nawe n'otakisaako mwoyo.
Yes, he was praised Jesus. Mwoyo mutukuvu yagenda eri kitaffe.
The Holy Spirit went to speak the Father.
Nga mu Baruumi essula eri ey'omunaana.
Like in Romans chapter 8.
Olunyiri olw'abiri mu omukaaga.
Verses 26.
Paka abiri mu munaana.
And 28.
Agendayo n'atusabirawo abatukuvu nga Katonda bw'akola ki.
Because Jesus said for the saints as the will of God is.
Naye we yatuuka eri kitaffe yamugamba.
But when he reached the Father, he told him.
Abantu bali bagamba.
That the people on the earth are saying.
Lwaki basiiba n'otassaayo mwoyo.
Why are they fasting and you never consider their fasting?
Lwaki babonyaabonya obulamu bwabwe.
Why are they troubling and tormenting their bodies?
Ebyo nga toyagala kumanya.
You don't want to know.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. That question.
Many
people ask in the entire world. And many of the people fast. And they say, why is God not considering our fasting? But friends, God's people are destroyed for lacking of knowledge.
Like
Hosea 4:6 tells us.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But if we get knowledge, we can appear having light.
Moving
within it and do things perfected well.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
For
this where he speaks.
That
without revelation, my people are destroyed. When he faces Proverbs.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yeah.
But right now, many people are fasting. But the fasting they are fasting. It's of the devils. But they never realized it that they are fasting. And they begin to tell God. Tormented our lives, but you've never lied your heart towards that. And God answers them, say this.
Isaiah 5:8.
Isaiah
58:3.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Yeah.
He said that day we say we fasted. We do our works. It's not that we've said that when you fast you shouldn't work. But
their
works, which they give a reward upon them, which can be good or bad. The person says they are in the fasting, but to speak vulgar, they still do that. The work of hating others, they still do that. That's why he says that others fast to give strength to others. And another fast for their colleague that they also get some problems. Another fast that they give them something that they lift them up so to another. Another fast for the other colleagues of his to be foolish. That they may grab from them whatever they have. And many of those who enter this fasting, they grab from them from the churches where they are. After the fasting, whatever they tell them, they do that. There are people who are made to enter fasting when they have taken them to bewitch them through it. Never again to see where they come from, neither where they are going. Now there are many things in that fasting of treating the body harshly unto the devils, that which God complains of here. For we saw the fasting of the devils. You grab from people to be given that you glorify yourself over others. And this, you sacrifice your body to finish, but when you've gotten that thing, that you can cause pain over another, that you can lift up yourself above another. Let's hear. Isaiah 58:4.
No kuuliza, ne muuliza edobozi lya mwe muguru.
Natugabe sibe fanda
bwe. He answered the fasting like that.
Yes, Isaiah 5:5. Okusiba kwenalonda okufanana bwe kutyo.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kama wapa, you know, kusiba kwenalonda.
The Lord has a fasting he he chose. But he asked,
do you
think my partner I chose appears like that? Now it means in this world there are many other fastings, but it's not what God chose. For it too is not said that it's not fasting. That too is fasting, but it's not what I chose. But if you're in a fasting like that, no, it's the fasting of the devils. Of wanting to fast and you get something and you make pain inflicted over another. Or you can grab another's possession. Or to think you give a sacrifice to God that he can be pleased to give you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The sacrifice of God is a broken heart and a contrite heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When he speaks and says, the person I chose, is it like that? Isaiah 58:5.
But
has he ever told us be on our lives and we torment it?
Yes,
we have praise Jesus.
Even the
things we've passed through, we have tormented our very own lives. When you ask some of the people who are fasting here, how they used to appear before, and those who made them fast told them, God is pleased over you tormenting your lives. It used to harshly treat your body with hunger, and you're tormenting your very own life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you commented your own life, but God is saying, I've not told you be on your lives to make them. I've not told you that. Some people even have not slept on the trees in the top, in the branches. And they are faster than they see. If I get down this tree, I will eat. But even on the tree top, down. I will not be able to eat. At the mountain tops where they can't access eating. The mountains growing where they are dying. They are growing on the ground.
Will
you help me reach where there will be something to eat?
God
told you be on your lives to make them. Praise Jesus. But those men told us, if you torment your life, God is pleased over that sacrifice. Yet God is saying,
can
I tell you to men and harshly treat your lives like that? This world and things not easy. You know, people get life and treat it harshly themselves. And they refuse to put lotions on themselves. And they get disfigured home. And their husbands begin to hate them.
If
they are a man, you find them and their own very funny. And they are a man whom you can slap and they fall down. God asks a question. That's the first thing which involves harshly treating your bodies. You know the living God. He called us one weary.
And
we have gotten heavy laden. That we can have rest of your lives. You can't get the same life he called for rest. And inflict torments upon it.
See
in Matthew 11. You say all you are
weary
and heavy laden, come unto me
We go to the Lord when we are so weary. Instead of carrying burdens to make your life, learn from me. I have covered things which are light. Humility, contrite, and I am humble in heart. He said, you know one thing. Be holy.
It's
not a heavy laden burden. You accept be like that. You
may
be able to see the rest of your spirit. Instead of seeking humility, righteousness in our hearts,
we
rather into other things.
Did the Lord say,
I don't need you come carry burdens which are heavy.
Have
you ever been there and your entire life is heavy upon you? You've covered rats upon yourself.
So
if I don't fast for problems, they will not go away. You've covered it, it tells you, put it down and
rest.
Humble down, I tell you what you do. Be with righteousness, it will prompt you. You need the first thing
it shows.
You say your righteousness will recommend you.
I
remember one thing you have to know. The Lord Jesus, every place where he is, and there is his spirit, there is liberty. So feeling heaviness,
yes,
it's become a problem to us.
Lord,
Jesus warned us of the false Christ. And he said, when they come, they will be troubling the church. And they torment the saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the problem we
found,
there are false Christ that torment and trouble the church. And you reach to regret the salvation. As if you stole a hen from a shrine. And you come with burdens of troubles. That's where others reach and they feel mad. They walk and they are speaking themselves.
Jesus,
fire and Jesus is what
but
it's about. They walk in fear, they have all gotten mad. When problems get much and burdens much, you get mad in your mind.
And
you totally get off in your mind. You begin to walk and you speak it yourself. You are the ass. You don't settle. Shaking your head, knocking your
tongue.
You begin your wires to disconnect. And you go in because salvation will be strong. People wonder when someone gets saved and appear like that. You get mad in your mind. In the people. Everyone wonders.
Because
of the born again. Burdens are too much when you decided to carry them.
If
you told yourself you don't fast, they will not go away.
But yes, you are governed
that. No, Jesus says now.
I'm not calling you
to fast in the fasting to torment your bodies and lives. But you can reach the born again. And truly they have cancers of the intestines. Most of them, when you see how they look, that's why pastors in the congregation look good for them. They eat, they don't fast. Now you the congregation, you are down there, they have given the stones up with their shields.
You
have to enter fasting. Demons will attack our pastor. The God who called him, why doesn't he protect him? Yes,
you
must
praise Jesus.
Na ye, mukama afa yugira.
But the Lord says, the Holy Spirit answered through Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter
3,
verses 17.
He said this,
2 Corinthians 3 from verse 17. The Lord himself is spirit. The Lord Jesus,
even
the Father is like that.
John 4:21-24.
That where he is, even the spirit where it is, there is liberty.
For
people wonder this harsh fasting which came upon church and cease to have peace. Every month,
every
one, either we get to enter into fasting.
One
spirit of the year, they enter fasting.
Why
do you take away our peace?
You cannot pay a bit of room.
He called us to give us rest. I don't know whether there's one trouble in us. But he said that there are people who are there working for the devil and they want to trouble us. What is spoken in Galatians 1:6? As we study the fasting God chose, you have to be very careful. There are people who change the gospel. They preach it different trouble in the church. And
he
decided to follow the devil who torments the saints of God. Let's read it in Galatians briefly here.
Galatians 1:10.
This is not a human gospel. This is of God.
Kubanga nange sajiwewa muntu so siigirizibwanga wabula mukubikulirwa kwa Kristo Yesu
era ko tutambulira mulekanga
what we move into even now
kubanga mwaulira bwe nabangedda mu mpisa ez'Ekiyudaaya nga nayiganyanga ekkanisa ya Katonda awatali kigera n'enjinyaga
oyo yali ayiganya ekkanisa
persecuted the church before. Let's go to Galatians 1 from verse 6.
Abagalatia esule esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Neewuunya kubanga musenguka mangu bwe muti eyabayita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenda eri enjiri efaanana obulala.
Kiwaliwo ebintu engeri gye byatuukawo.
That is the way things changed.
Ekkanisa ekola abatume yali mu mirembe.
The church of Acts which was in peace.
Eyaweebwanga bye yeetaaga byonna.
Which was given everything it needed all.
N'ekyuka.
And it changed.
Enjiri n'egendanga eva ku mulamu
wa mpola. And the gospel went to pervert radio.
Okimanyi nti okusiba kuno kw'abasitaani okwayingizibwa mu kkanisa.
You know the person of the devils which gave that charge.
Kwafuukanga empagi ku bulokozi.
It became like a pillar in salvation.
And
you don't fast, they say you're not a born again, you is not fasting.
So
Jesus, the things emphasized to us of the major laws,
is
massive grace and faithfulness.
But
the rest you tell us, we don't understand that. It's like a pillar now. Except you immediately enter into suffering. And they say that we've got to say, but the world hates us. And they begin to
bring
scriptures as they persecuted Christ, too weak. Are we going to be persecuted?
Now
let me tell you. There are things Jesus passed through, and some of them we shouldn't pass through them. And
if
he passed them through for our sake, and we too to pass through them, does it make meaning?
Yes, we must.
Praise Jesus. He was beaten for our transgressions. If we repent, should we be beatings of Christ that we get saved?
Yes, we will.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on with Galatians.
Galatians 1:7. Sindala, wabula abantu ababateganya abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo. Naye obanga ffe oba malayika ava mu ggulu bw'abuuliranga enjiri wabula nga bwe twabuulira akolimirwenga.
Bw'abuuliranga singa bwe baabuulira abatume.
They preach not as the apostles preached.
Bakolimirwe.
They be cursed.
Ati bano be bantu abaagala okubeerawo nga batawaanyika.
These are who want to trouble church all days.
Nemubeerayo nga muli eyo.
And you are out there in the church.
Mulina nga batali mu ggulu.
As if you're not in heaven.
Kyonga mwaroka kutula mu bitundu
byo. Yet you got saved to sit the heaven realms.
Kugamba ekanisa.
And now church.
Yayingira mu kusiba kwa basitaani
okwewunyisa. The person of the devils which is so surprised.
Era kitaffe n'abuuza
n'agamba. And the father asked and said.
Niba nagamba ko okusiba kwe kutumbonye bonye obulamu bwe.
Can I tell you to fast like that to make your lives?
Bano baani abatuteganya.
Who are these troubling the church?
Basitaani ne bannabbi.
These are the devils and their prophets.
Bring
the first we first started off of the devils. The devil troubled church for 70 years.
And
he made them fast for 70 years.
That
we started in Zechariah 7.
But
when God came, he told them, "You've never fasted for me at all." Imagine now, taking time close to 70 years. The time we've taken our generation.
And
fasting is like a pillar in salvation.
It's
beyond the 70 years.
People
began to fast many years back. And they entered the harsh fasting. The one who persists in it and they make it, they say that one is filled with power.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But
we
don't want to trouble your brethren. We speak to you, are meant to give you rest. Even to give you relief.
We
speak especially in Isaiah. Isaiah 28. Verses 11. And it says this. Isaiah 28:11.
Era n'olulimi olulala. Beyagamba nti kuno kwe kuwummula. Mumuwe okuwummula oyo akooye. Era kuno kwe kuweera. Naye ne bataganya kuwulira.
Owulidde ekyabeerawo.
You hear what happened?
Yagamba abantu bano baba bazinga. Ngoka bwe mbayise.
When these people come as I've called them.
Nti mujja mwenna abakoye n'abazitowereddwa.
Come you are weary and burden.
Kati mwe bendese mu mission.
Now you have left the mission.
Buli ajja mu muwo kuwummula.
Give these people rest.
Era mu muwo okwewerala bintu obulokozi bwazeemu.
Give them a relief. To prove the salvation they have come in, they have gotten relief.
Atandike n'okuwulira obulamu bw'eggulu.
And they begin to experience
life.
To experience life of heaven while on earth.
What did they get?
Are you understanding that?
Federal to manage to take any
kind. We are not called to trouble the church.
What humba kutu kidiza chama kama wapi?
We are sent to fulfill God's mission.
Okuba okuwe wera no. Echumu moro rest. No refreshing.
And to be refreshed and relieved.
Ogambe na imbo kufu. Say what they end.
Truly, the world has been evil.
When you enter
the church of
salvation,
and you say truly, the world is evil, there is a lot of suffering in it.
But
see how you enter church. And you say, because I want a life, but salvation is a problem to me.
The
pot I stole from the shrine. You steal a pot from the shrine, you suffer so much. Mostly while you're in the world. But now God says,
so
when they come, give them rest. Feel relieved. Salvation. I even delayed.
Right,
you reach and they compact you for 1 month. And if they find you with some monies, they first compact you, draw you close to them. You begin to see after. And you've entered the world of the rebels. You are marching, doing funny Jesus. And you are moving like that. There are things you do out as if you got corruptible in mind. But it came from what? The fasting of harshly treating your body. You know, the more you torment your body, there is the way it gets mad. Praise Him, Jesus. On the Friday we had a place we were working from, and the neighbor tuned on a radio. There was Pastor Chiganda preaching, and he told his colleagues that salvation is an army.
Order.
It's orders. What they tell you is what you do. People who came from religions and they had things they never did, and they were big headed, that when you come to salvation, whatever a pastor tells you is what you go with. For a pastor is anointed. I'm quoting each word as he spoke it.
That
a pastor is a person anointed. But right now we've gotten why second. Right now, we've begun to make our different groupings. And we begin to abuse pastors. That a pastor tells you a word when he is anointed. Don't argue over it, do that.
Yes, you
praise Jesus so much. Yes, right. When we get saved, we enter armies which are of freedom. And he says, our weapons, which in Ephesians says, verse
35,
preparation, gospel. Have you seen an army person appearing like that?
It's
called the gospel of peace.
The
belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the word of God, the helmet of salvation, the Holy Spirit. Not of the terrorists to torment us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
A man
jump up and down 10 times and you deliver, and you begin to jump for deliverance. Where is it written we jump 10 times?
When woman said,
Masauli was old, he was called Kasauli.
Professor Kasauli Nansana.
He's close to 70 years. He went to one synagogue. And the man told him,
He came back.
And he throws one a stone.
But it's quite
we did enter terrorist things. The Lord said, give rest to one who are tired.
No, yes,
even those who are heavy laden.
And
give them relief.
It's
a rich salvation. And they said, it's really heaven. But you enter heaven, and this heaven is not the real one. Bible says when you get saved, we sit in the heaven rings. You don't feel any heaven feeling at all. You are on tension. Tension as if you are on an altar of fire. Pastors fly your heart, yet they want to eat it up.
You know,
when we start off with the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches, Bible says they cut your body and they eat it up. And they give it up to evil spirits. And they pass through that wrong fasting. And they
start
every blood from your body. When you go to the born again, tell you give up blood, don't give it.
We speak
the born again of this generation. When you go that they give blood out, you'll find 70 per 100 of the born again have no blood.
Yes,
Jesus.
Situation
is not good at all.
But
God said the word of God. It comes command by command. Scripture by scripture. They are evident there little. That they will be captured. When they told to give rest to the people, they refused. And they tormented the church. They put in past things which harshly treat their bodies.
Let
me tell you, people suffered. Ask it to Pastor Muchiri, will tell you. You fly your very own life. And you put your heart onto a plate of hunger. You fly. The spirit begins to get dizzy within you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have you ever seen a child when they beat them so much? They reach a time and they get bad. And the brains check out.
You
send this them for this, they bring something else. That's why born again have suffered so much. They reach to get mad, though they see worms enter their bodies, their lives.
Fire!
They say, fire! Fire! Demons! They torment their bodies so much that they reach the point of getting mad. Remember, we want to bring the joy of salvation. You want to agree with the Holy Spirit.
And
you bring the joy of salvation that it shows and manifests again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For when he spoke, he spoke in Psalms 51 verse 12. And he spoke like this. Psalms 51 verse 12.
Onkomezeo esanyo eliyobulokozi ibu. Onyweze no moyo gwedembe.
Nti mukama,
the Lord.
Omeza esanyo eliyobulokozi.
Restore the joy of salvation.
Wakini oli omoyo wedembo oli.
That spirit of liberty.
Yeah, abajjo omoyo.
Let him be the one to calm your spirit.
Ni mazima ntulokokane esanyo eliyobulokozi tulalira
bako. Get to the never test the joy of salvation.
Na,
my God.
There
are those who got saved with a lot of positions, but they
don't have
any. They sold all their positions that God asked for them. They sold them. They are fasting God to restore them back.
You
say, what is wrong with God? You know, in the
Acts,
the apostles gave
up.
They sold the soul of what they have and they gave up. They didn't sell all their possessions. But that God increased them so much. They didn't give that God gives them back. But they gave up in the fasting God commanded. To feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to give the one in need.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And yes,
we've reached the rebellion of these days.
But Antichrist,
Antichrist entered the church. And they tormented the born again.
Is
it fought for the joy of salvation?
Oh,
you buy it just that you don't even test it.
Bible
says they have made up. Buy our own wood and fire. Even our very own wood that they have sold it to us. You know the spirit they gave you free, but you buy it now. You know, men went to captivity in the book of Hosea. And they reached, made us buy our very own firewood.
They
buy our very own water. Now they are making us buy it. You know, church has been fasting for a long time.
In the
captivity, not of only fasting, but every form of captivity.
Yet,
even the one who steals dwarfs, he will do as made another prison for you. For there's another who began aside. And he abused all his colleagues to finish them. And he got a group he has gotten, he made them fast again. Now they
are
doing dancing all the day. It makes them sing for hours. Yet he sings when he has not even a voice to sing well.
But whatever it is,
now you imagine. Someone is singing without
a
voice. What are you dancing over? What? But the singing is not right and nice. Even dancing on voices which are not nice. You just force life.
You know,
when something is nice, you encourage to flow with it.
Now yes, the
words giving us a course
and
the voice and the voice thing is
almost in a mode.
You just overwatch there. Now what is out there? It's tormenting people. Salvation to get an evil name is what is moving on. That's the devil what he wants. He wants that the devil. You
know,
regret salvation and you wonder why you got saved. And people begin to wonder that salvation might be a very serious problem these days. When you enter the salvation, say, let me first prepare, then after I will come. The person to get saved before they will say, let me first prepare for that. Salvation may be something very hard. Yet we have thousands of angels still on our side.
No
more, the spirit who is greater is within us. Salvation reached to be a salvation of patience with this extent. Others the Holy Spirit is it already? I have been heavy, heaviness.
No, you get up on the sea.
And they are fasting today.
I
they are fasting like
that.
I wonder what is wrong with them. They wake in the morning. It's been attacked. The
Holy
Spirit has become something worthless.
As
most people pray, they are born again. Yet who was the greater one? Is the one who fears most. You find your neighbor who is an animal like having 10 dogs. But you, when you see a dog,
fire!
Fire, you demon!
Dogs,
you're called one a demon.
I
have 10 dogs home. This one has seen my dog fired it. That it has a demon of immorality. I don't know whether animals were given laws of not committing adultery. Those laws are upon human beings, not the animals. And there's no animal which is immoral.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But
let's
condive with the Holy Spirit to bring the joy of salvation.
Yes, we have a zero.
Pastor, see the salvation and they will enjoy it.
But
really, Jesus saved us. This is heaven.
We feel things clothing you.
And the pastor
teacher
says,
I don't feel you.
I want to feel you.
You pray so much.
What's the point?
It clothes you.
You feel things that don't think you, but funny like caterpillars.
Salvation where it had reached.
There is a lot of treating your body harshly. It began from fasting to make human beings get corrupted with
you.
And to make you fast and you cease to have any sense of understanding in you.
Do you know when
someone fasts so much?
Hungry
and you began to think things were right?
Yes, it's not there.
But you just fasted and the mind got perverted.
No,
and you see something black and you said, demon has crossed.
You
fasting of the devils. When the body, the eyes get pained and they begin to see darkness.
Just got mist on your eyes.
You can't see. They have gotten vision for that. Yet they have gotten mist over their eyes.
Mr. Pastor, the things which you are there, after you say, let me open my weapons that we enter, we are there, and the truth you picked it very well, and you put the breastplate on, and you do the shield, and get the sword by faith.
When had gotten mad.
But when we was angry, your jamba say,
"Father, because the gospel, how does it appear?"
In the fasting of tormenting their bodies.
That's why the father says, I've not commanded you to fast like that.
When
you torment your own bodies. What comes out when you torment your body? Praise Jesus. Wait for the microphone. Praise the Lord Jesus. One day we were in prayer. In the synagogue where we fellowship from. There was an elder of the church. She refused to cook food for the husband. We were going in an overnight. As the pastor passed there, the husband said, "This wife refused to cook food for me. She's not going for fellowship today." And they're in battling there. When the pastor came in the synagogue, he entered us in warfare. And we prayed. The enemy attacked the church to the morning. But the other just refused to do the work the husband was demanding of her. But we sweated to the morning. The enemy to lose the church. After she cooked the food,
We are like rebels.
We used to go and put in our songs. When Commander Jesus commands us, and we begin to march the entire synagogue like that.
Fire! Yeah! Fire!
One preacher's way, they have not entered your thing.
You never know. Just
wonder what is this moving on here. When you two joined them, you got foolish like them.
And
you held the same level with them. The
same
demons, children of God, they clothed you
yourself.
What you first desire is to be clothed what has clothed the others.
It begins on you.
And you walk to the village and something walk and shake your head like that.
Became
mad, but you've not realized it yourself.
Psalms 51:14.
You know the blood of people which died within the fasting of the devils? The blood that you shed and it was in those fastings. You got visions of the fasting of the devils. I saw God telling us fast 40 days. After 40 days, you say that God told us add more 30 days. And you began to kill. All the spiritual gifts of the people, you destroyed them. There are people even who destroyed marriages and things like that. There are those who got married to people who are sick. But when they got fastings over, they get the message from the fastings. They told them, this is your husband and this is your wife. And you go with someone who spent only 3 weeks in the synagogue. They have come to seek for a beloved spouse.
If
you go with someone very hard,
yes,
God can give you the shortest time. Not through fast things like that, which is field of darkness. God can give your wife a husband at the right time. It's not us measuring his seasons. It can happen today, tomorrow, or anytime.
These
they have forced you through fastings.
I
so far, this, I don't know how many sisters. They gave them husbands who are HIV positive.
But they were through fastings. And the pastor saw it that
he
said, enter fasting, God will envision it to you.
Fasting,
you got the vision of that pastor.
Now we know get it.
You two, you went with the pastor, you confirmed it.
And you're not
pleased
that the people
you don't know of it, God just spoke it to you.
There was one brother
who was a wise
seeker.
We were with him at the side of Lukuja.
He passed
all his time is in the fasting.
He
can't accept to be taught at all. He came to see a woman in the vision. God has given me a wife.
When
they came, he told me of that. I told him, God said, go and test for HIV. God has envisioned
what I'm going to do.
It's concerning the vision of God. Don't joke and add anything on them. I asked the Lord, what should we do?
Be
in their midst till they have gotten married and lead them to move on themselves. I went
them
to the occasion and I was the spokesman of the introduction at the marriage. I'm the father, I'm the uncle. With my wife. And she was the mother. Even the others we went with. But when they left there, the woman began to get sick.
Yes,
he made the wife fast. He made the wife fast. And the hair began to get off her head. The mother of the wife, the man is finishing my daughter. If they are sick, let them pass through fasting. God will heal them.
He gave that girl
my number. But they had abandoned and run from us. Just that you leave the wife to pass. As I reached the hospital where they had taken her and the head was like a palm and his
head
and she's like an infant child. She's finished. And she's a priest. Carry me and confess salvation, then I go home. This man has tormented me so much. I realized it later. I wouldn't have gone with him.
I
carried her confession.
We
went with Pastor David there.
He
remained outside and I entered in there. But friends, after being left, she died the next day. They are born against out there. They are born against perhaps.
Perilous,
killing their own colleagues. They get the young children faster, they all get malnourished.
Was
when they hate salvation. And they say, you children are not going to be eating. We are in the fasting. And they make them fast by force. When they reach into maturity, and they have hated salvation so much. And if you dare fast when you're poor,
this question
is worse. Even what you break the fast over is not there.
The
potatoes without no sauce into their fast eat. Else the and they eat with their eyes out. Jesus, what are you doing to us? Jesus already said, God told us to make these people in the fasting.
They
never told us it's a fasting of tormenting our lives.
If you trade it, the eyes are all on the top out there.
Yes,
what Jesus has done to us.
Jesus
called these people into suffering like that.
Let's
sing Psalms.
Zaburi ya 5 mwenu, olunyiriro 14.
Psalms 51 verse 14.
Omponye mu musango gw'omusaayi, ayi Katonda. Gwe Katonda w'obulokozi bwange. Olulimi lwange luyimba nnyo obutuukirivu bwo. Ayi Mukama, yasamye emimwa gyange. N'akamwa kange kalyolesa ettendo lyo. Kubanga kusanyukira saddaaka n'akakuwadde. Ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa tebikuwoomera.
Toyagala saddaka.
You don't want sacrifice.
I would
have given you.
Kati ku saddaka
zobadowayo Katonda zaayo. Sacrifice you've given God there for what?
Kati mbadde nga mwingira musiboko nga mugamuwa Mukama saddaka.
Either way, first in claiming you're giving a sacrifice to God.
Kati ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa nabyo tabyagala.
And the offerings that to give, it doesn't
matter. Wabwo tebaita saddaka.
Ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa. And the offerings.
Kakati gwobadde mu kwokya mubiri gwo.
Now you're giving your body through hunger.
In
the light that your inner man was being renewed. When you reached the inner man, you ask if you're on the third heaven. The third what? The third heaven. You know Jerusalem of heaven? Israel, pastor told us to take us there in Israel. And the inner man already died. And he too is looking like that.
Zaburi ya 5 mwemu, olunyiriro 15.
Psalm 51 verse 17.
Sadaka za Katonda, yememe emenyese. Omutima ogumenyese, era oguboneredde. Ayi Katonda, togugayenga.
Then the rightful circle has spoken as us.
He
says, stop sin, you get contrite. You humble yourself. What you offer to God.
And
the free will first we shall end with. A sign, prove it to God, your God in contrite. And humbled.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Make people pass through. Friends have been very hard.
And
people reach to think salvation. That's where they have fallen to the false prophets.
When
the first things which are like of God and things fail. And they then fall on powers of darkness. Strike them down all of them. As long as it didn't make us fast, just made us fall down. Let's go back tomorrow.
They're
all the same people persecuting church. For you to be healed, they first knock you down. A prophet neither an apostle do that before.
But
we want to fulfill the scripture, which is in Matthew 24, verse 45.
Kale, aliwa na to mudoyo omwesigwa owamagezi mukama wago yasigira abomunju ye okuba wange mmere yaabwe mu kiseera kyayo.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He
said, that servant, where is he who was entrusted with the flock? For God has given stewardship towards us. And
he
has entrusted us. But in entrusting us,
we
have to give them food of the word in the rightful seasons. There shouldn't be a famine and a thirsty of the word of God.
We
can move them stagger in mountains and the valleys. For he speaks most of that food. When he bases in Amos 8, verse 10 to 12, that there will be famine and a thirsty.
Instead of eating food and drinking water, but to hear the word of God.
And
people will move the mountains and the valleys when they're seeking for this food, and they will never see it. Where is that servant who gives them food of the word in its rightful season, just as we see today?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse
1-3,
they say, when you get saved,
if
you get born again,
great
desire is to see a milk of the word, which will grow us. Friends, fasting is not what grows us. The inner man grows as it is the word of God. And it becomes powerful and strong.
The
kingdom of God is not of eating and drinking, but it is power and the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many people say that there they speak so many scriptures.
Friend,
you have to get used to that. For you are supposed to preach. We are not meant to speak what we want. If we don't go beyond scriptures, even adding in them, we don't add in them. We don't subtract from them. Even if we are explaining, we explain with scriptures. We don't want your faith to be moved into human wisdom.
But
within the wisdom of God, which is in the words. For he said, they have rejected my word. What wisdom is within them? Now
we're
supposed to remain in the word. Don't grumble and complain over that. For others have been complaining over that. And they say, scriptures are very many. Now you want to be given what? What brought you here? You came here, you want the word. The word to do a work in you that you get to be free, that provide for you.
A
man does not live by food alone, but by every word which comes from the mouth of God. He wants us to give you our words. You will never become free by our words. Let's see in Matthew.
So
they say, we're in Isaiah now. How have we reached in Matthew then? Let's read.
Matthew 24:6. Omuddu oyo alina omukisa. Mukama we gwalisanga ngazze ngakola bwatyo. Mazima mbagamba nti alimusigira ebintu bye byonna. Naye omuddu oyo omubi bwaligamba mu mutima gwe nti Mukama wanga aludde. Era bw'alisooka okukuba baddu banne n'okulya n'okunywera awamu n'abatamiivu.
Owulidde nti akuba ne baki? Waliwo omuddu omupanguru.
There is a servant who is mad.
Abeera mukubonyaabonya.
He is tormenting his very own colleagues, the church.
Abaddu bano mu mulembe guno bangi.
These servants in this generation are very many.
Baakyakala ne balowooza.
They turn to think heaven is, and salvation is not there. And they began to torment the church. And you thought they were going to beat you physical beating. They make you fast those are beatings. They torment you. And they make you sow everything you possess. Even all the things of your children, you are waiting for physical beatings. There are even those that have been beaten physically. They make you lie down and they beat you.
Your spiritual father,
it's your spiritual father, and he canes you. But all those things that happen,
we thank
God who teaches us how to profit.
Let's
get back to Isaiah. We shall finish next Sunday.
Many times
we want to broaden things for you.
Why did
God say he never chose that fasting to torment our lives? What has taken us in those many scriptures you've
heard?
That prove God has never called you to torment you
and
to harshly treat your body.
Isaiah 58
verse 5.
Okusiba kwe nalonda bwe kufaanana bwe kutyo. Urunako omuntu labonyabonyezaako obulamu bwe.
Does it appear like that? The person you get your life and your heart and burn it with fire. The fire of fasting and you burn it with the heart. After you say God commanded that, and I've given him a sacrifice. Does he eat the body? In the midst, what have you given him as an offering? Let's say in the time of fasting, measure me the way of the offering you've given him. Is it meat? Blood is drunk. What have you given him? Friends, let's get to reality. In the midst of fasting, what have you offered to God? Is it food? After you eat it yourself. Have you ever fasted in those things? What had you given God through them?
So
something I felt it. I was giving it to God. And when you were getting hungry, God was happy over that. Someone had offering, they are happy over that. God promises to punish those who pierced Jesus.
He
beat him and refused to get saved. Yet they were their own beatings. Now he promised they who pierced him will still see him. Now you think when you tormented your own life, God was happy enjoying that experience.
Is
he having any joy it lights over the suffering of the evil? Even if you are
people,
God never rejoices for your suffering.
Even
though it's you have chosen that, has to put you in your sins you have chosen. Those who fall in hell is meant to cast them there and leave them there. That's what they have chosen. But because there's a lightning,
he
gives us time on this world where we can align ourselves. If we rebel, most people that preach the gospel of reconciling with God, they are due to mention us. Let's proceed on. Isaiah 58, verse 5. You faster, you no more understand the head is not in its position, even. It's like that. And it's like that. There's someone praying and they're like that. When you pray without shaking your head, you cannot pray. We saw that lifestyle in the shrines before. When pastors have a demon in the shrine, they are like that. They begin to slow up and they increase the born again, if he doesn't shake the head, they can't pray. They have to shake the head. Random shaking. The head is almost breaking off. If you were eating for the training you do on that neck, every part they are training with the and they are binding. They bind the devil. But they don't understand it. Let's see.
Isaiah 58, verse 5.
God has his fastened chores.
If you want
to do all things, do, but God has his holy chores.
Kuno siku ya kusiba kwenye naronda okusumulula ebisibe byekyejo okufunda okulula emigwa egyekikoliko n'okuteetera n'okuteera ddala abajogebwa
nkisinga muta abajogebwa
if you set free the operates
manyo injusinga no
let me find someone
so kutandika afune sente yindaga capital mitwa 10
to begin to get money they need only capital of 100,000
shillings only okawa itinga sura yokufu kujamu obukadde
bwa ya 100,000 shillings that they can grow it to millions
omwe yetaga obukadde bubiri
another needs 2 millions
na yeka nisi ebidine ebyo ne area we tunula
church having all that they are just looking
abana katona bali bani mukujoge
bali children of God are being
dispersed asomye na itaiga this
that money to begin to work. The pastor is loaded billions of money on the account from the people. They tell
them
they are ranked worth billions. Those are the ones we go to with in the same heaven.
But they are
abandoned children of God being oppressed. Another rent all their life.
To come away,
yet they are a minister. They are there.
A full-time minister
here.
They don't
build for them, never anything for them.
They
have to post and see their way through.
And
the children of God have been oppressed.
We have
to set them free from that.
And the
much money you have shared with the children of God.
But now pastors have
money on the account.
They have never
gotten tired displayed mobile money lines on their television stations.
Or to
read them on the radios.
They
are always gathering, never getting satisfied, they are greedy. When you come to pray for it, you're hungry. God said, don't pray prayer like that for your
brother.
How can the devil oppress them to get
don't pray for heated.
Go buy food for them. Let them eat. The child of God to lack food
in
that oppression of the devil, we have to get involved in it.
Give
them food today. You're going to leave them in liberty. But this pastor, you don't want it.
But
because pastor's money reduces,
I don't
know whether we'll be back with it and go with it in hell.
He's
going to heaven, but people do such things, they're not going to heaven.
When
you go to religion, things are very worse there. Those ones have their form of fasting, we don't understand. You fast what you love most. That too is another form of the devil out there. Let's finish and we go. Isaiah 58:6.
Okusumulula ebisibe ebyekyejo okufunda okulula emiguwa egyekikoligo n'okuteera ddala abajogebwa era mumenye buli kikoligo sikugabira bayala mmereyo
nti mfujo dawo
ogambe kangisiibe first my food put aside
ngorokoke enjiri
and I wake up to eat it. Look for those who have nothing to eat and give it to them. Now you're tempted to wake up and eat the all of your own food. You know why he said this the first thing he
wants?
For he was hungry.
And
we gave him something to eat. And we clothed him. There we are given God. When you've given our brethren.
His branches is a true vine.
Don't gather that food.
If you have 10 kilograms of rice or
salt,
cut it half, give it to the brethren and sisters.
You
pass through that half of that bag. And you wait for God to provide for you.
You must
be eating meat every day.
You ask your brethren,
when will you ever eat meat? When will God arise for you to eat meat? Don't wait God arise for you. Are you not clothed? Jesus, arise for that brother or sister. The Bible says, you arise for us, bring kilos of meat.
Now we get the
week in number. Do it the entire week. Eat of the small fish they eat.
I've been eating to their side.
Give them money they to buy it.
That's
what God wants. That's what he calls fasting.
Be there
to keep our food.
When you kept it
for who? When you fasted, you did it for yourself. When you awoke, you ate your very own food. You just changed your timetable of eating. And you thought you had fasted for God. And you said you are on your very own life to maintain it.
Go and
suit your heart. How many suits? There are
10.
Give out some to your brethren. You see, without hope of buying a suit, you know the devil is there despising
them.
When will you ever buy a suit? You bring it, give it to them. You know, pastors are very serious con men in this world. Now, they saw in each other
cars.
Someone despised
the
pastor is like in the village, you have no hope of buying a car.
Go
driving,
a
pastor driving, give it to a brethren here.
And they
have no hope of buying the car. But they sought to eat themselves and another person's back. And Jesus tells them, when you call the rich on your
feast,
there are no profits and rewards you get. Call the poor who will bless for you.
But
when you give to a rich, they will give you back. They too will call you, give you back. And you end up without a blessing. These are
God
men. They think they give so much.
Pastor saw
the kind pastor saw.
Why
did they give it to brother saw?
You
were on thieves and robbers.
When
we tell you, some of you get hungered over that. Who have we spoken of? Have you had any name mentioned here? And the other. Why are they getting angered if they don't do that? And the other. If you do things of joyful, why are you getting hungered?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
What
God calls fasting is something very different
from
what you've been moving by. Isaiah 58:7.
Sikugabira abayala mmere yo noleta abavu abagobebwa mu nyumba yo
nofuna lumu bera kuganda
best time be with your brother. You did them wrong. Be here
ngabula babo yo na
de see how you will go ahead.
Fukura kula ni na ufume muziko guno bendozi
mo from the room to build your own.
Zo bado kwiso kupangisa
what is it? You need to read now, progress with it.
Sorry, I will not put up to the moon, but
don't
just study and just get up to
you. The devil will despise you more. But the men build the houses. That they bring you to their houses. That they give you a brethren in the Lord. That first thing they failed on it. And the whites got involved in it. And they got the blessings of the flesh.
And
the whites are in that form of fasting. The fasting which God commanded, they get a blessing for that. The real whites, besides those who do wrong, and those who want to sodomize the people.
For
those who claim to help, yet they want to sodomize the people after.
They bring school fees, clothing, they begin schools.
Over someone they don't know of.
Africans.
The beauties of the word of God, that you align yourselves. The armor of the word, headedness of not hearing the word of God, to get out.
We're not going
to hammer you physically. People have been threatened over that. They're going to hammer us. Bible speaks in Jeremiah 23. The word of God is a consuming fire. And it's an armor crushing rocks.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
The church needs a word serious.
Take out every rubbish in the head.
And you read them, they don't get it.
If you don't see the scripture, you hammer the head. Even tomorrow you see them, you hammer them more. Praise Jesus. The one peaceful, the word of God will just work peace with you. You become free still. But you want peace, crush that head. Pour every rubbish in them and begin fresh on them. We shall begin, and we shall move with this fasting. God, there is a fast where you no more point fingers, and you fast that. I'm not going to do that, I'm fasted with it.
To fast, I don't want to do it again.
That's what calls fasting.
What we've been on is very different. Yego mukama atuigirize okusaba tuleeta okusaba kwa fejori era tuigirize okugasa sibu kabaka webale kabaka tutafera nyine buyinza tukugurumiza nga tukudize kiba ne tembe ngabo ayogera mu Isaya anamona na 17 zemo kama abayigirize okugasa sebo tula byomoyo okutukuvunga ali masse patiga fe era nga bwe kiri mu Yokana 14 abiri mu mukaga buye bwa alicha ali basomesa byonna ali bajukiza byonna tukudize kiba ne tendo kabaka kitafe Omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu. Dala mutuyigiriza olw'okugasa. Weebala omwoyo omutukuvu obutatulekerera ne leero. Kubanga kitaffe yatusuubiza mu ngeri esula esooka 23. Omuntu akkiriza okumenya kwange n'abayiwako omwoyo wange anaabaleeta okutegeera ebigambo bye. Tuli wano mukama mu kaseera k'okutegeera ebigambo bye. Era tumulisiddwa musana ogw'okumanya gwe tugenda okutambuliramu. Tukwebaza tukugulumiza era nitukuddiza ekibwa n'ettendo sibo kabaka nga tusooka okukusaba neera otusonyiwe olw'obutali butuukirivu bwonna. Okuwaayiriza mu biro ebyasooka nti gwe watubonyaabonyanga so si gwe ayi kabaka tuwulidde watuyita ffenna abakoye n'abazituweereddwa sobole okulaba ekiwummulo ky'emyoyo gyaffe tuyimusa amalaboozi gaffe nga tukugamba ayi kabaka tusonyiwe kubanga mu biro by'okubonyaabonya emibiri gyaffe twasuubira nga tukuwadde saddaaka era twasuubira nti gwe watulagira ebyo naye watugambye mu Isaya 5:8 nti okusiba kwe nalonda bwe kufaanana bwe kutyo olunaku omuntu kwabonyaabonyeza obulamu bwe mukama tusaba otuddize essanyu ery'obulokozi eryogerwako mu Zabbuli eya 5:12 nti mukama onzirize essanyu ery'obulokozi era onyweze n'omwoyo gw'eddembe
Saba tuli wano ku lwaba ntubo na abakunonya musi yonna abakuyayanira ngatuku saba saba kabaka kabaka okomiwe samye lyo bulokozi eri alabika mbikola bya batume sule yokuna ne sule yokutano kama ibabira ngomu ne babira ne byonna bibeta aganga ebe yongeranga mukumenya ne mukugabana ekigambo kya batume era ne bategeera ddala kandi ne bafuka manyi ba manyi babulira enjiri Mchigamu, ekigambo cha katuna na mani manji nobone lobinji bunji nebukobele kukusama mukama okirizo okudda mu kanisa yo omoyo wa mazima nga yefe kanisa mukama obera mufwe ngamba kolise kisoka satu 13-17 boyogera nti tumanyi tuli yekalu yomoyo wa katuna omoyo omutukuvu tukiriza okome mu masekati gaffe kubanga sigwe abadde atubonyabonya bayibuli yegambye mu zaburi ya 5:12 nti otudize sanyo ly'obulokozi otunyweze n'omwoyo w'eddembe so omwoyo wa kitaffe oli mwoyo wa ddembe oli mwoyo w'emirembe tukusaba okome mu masekati gaffe otudize sanyo ly'obulokozi bwe twalokokeramu era otunyweze gwe omwoyo w'eddembe kubanga tulidde mu bakodiso ekyokubiri esula ey'okusatu 13:17 nti mukama waffe gwe mwoyo era wali mwoyo gwa mukama waffe gwe wali eddembe kitaffe oli mwoyo era nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu Yokaana esula ey'okuna 2:4 saba tukusaba obeere naffe ng'oyita mu mwoyo omutukuvu wamu n'ekigambo ky'omukama waffe Yesu kale mubutuddize essanyu ery'obulokozi naffe tulabe obulokozi buno nga bujjudde essanyu olonno mukama tunaayinza okubuulira abalala nabo ne balaba obulokozi nga bujjudde essanyu bujjudde emirembe bujjudde okubeera ab'eddembe obuteefu emirembe ssebo obugabirizi obuva eri kitaffe gwali mu ggulu kubanga tukimanyi omanyi ne bye twetaaga nga tetunnaba kubisaba naye watugamba bwe munaabeera n'okukkiriza musobola okulagira ensozi zino ne ziva mu kifo kino ne zidda mu kirala ayi kabaka bakabaka nomala n'otugamba naye olw'okukkiriza okutono kwe mulina ate n'abamu nga tetukulina munooga ebirala ne bijja kuvaawo okujjako waliwo okusaba n'okusiiba sebo kabaka bakabaka naye watuyigiriza okusaba era tumanya tunatukuza erinnya lyo tumanya batunasaba mu samale n'okusiiba bwe kubadde bwe kutyo n'otuyigiriza leero ayi katonda ffe bwe tuyinza okusiiba mu kusiiba okutuyigiriza mu kukkiriza okusobola otuukkiriza ebyo byonna bye wasuubiza eri obulamu bwaffe tukwebaza kubanga mukama otukoze obulungi n'olwaleero tukuliza ekitiibwa n'ettendo mukama leka abantu bo balabe ku ssanyu ly'obulokozi baaludde nga balokose n'abalala bajja mukama n'abalala baakajja n'abalala baliyo mu nsi yonna naye nga bagamba mukama ati situwonye tulabe ku ssanyu ly'obulokozi nga tukyali wano mukama bayibuli yagamba tulokoka tutuula mitundu by'omu ggulu naye mukama kyatiisa abali mu ggulu okubonaabona naye sibo kabaka bakabaka nga bw'oli omulamu leero mukama twenenya gy'oli otuddize essanyu ly'obulokozi mukama otusindika mba malayika b'abatukuvu bongera otugabirira bongera otulwanirira mukama kubanga bayibuli yegamba ali mu ffe ye mwoyo omutukuvu w'amaanyi osinga omwoyo gwe oguli mu nsi ogukoze abaana abajeemu naye kirala abali ku lwaffe bangi okusinga abo abali mu nsi leka waleme okulawo okutya mu ffe wabula tufune amaanyi n'eddembe n'obulamu obujjudde kubanga mu Yokaana 10 wajja tubeere n'obulamu obujjudde era obutuukiridde si bulamu bwakubonyabonya tukuddiza ekitiibwa tukugulumiza mukama olw'akaseera akalungi k'obutuwadde twagala okwongera okugenda mu maaso n'okusinza n'okutendereza mu kitundu ekiddako tulyoke tukomewo mu kigambo mu linnya lya Yesu.